This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Law enforcement authorities in the U.S. state of California say as many as 9 people have died in wildfires across the state. David Peterson is in charge of the regional district, which is supplying water to some of the firefighters.
We've got fires surrounding us. We're doing our best to just keep the water flowing. Some of the challenges we're having is power. We've got power outages throughout the service area, so we're trying to move emergency generators so that we can power the pumps that keep the water flowing to the tanks that are used for firefighting.
California State Fire Official Kobe John says 2,000 buildings already have been destroyed, some 15,000 homes in imminent danger burning. Evacuations were ordered as flames from the blaze were driven by 56-kilometer-per-hour winds. Law enforcement officials are saying that Ian Long, a gunman who killed 12 people in a nightclub in Thousand Oaks, California, was posting on social media as he carried out the deadly attack. Now fires are raging in the same area where the shooting took place. Thousand Oaks Mayor Andy Fox says the fires cannot be compared to the loss of life in the nightclub.
The victims and the families of the shooting, that was a permanent crisis. Those lives will never be recovered. Tonight we're talking about a serious fire situation, but thankfully we have not lost a single life. And as difficult as it may be, homes can be rebuilt.
Law enforcement officials investigating whether Long's former girlfriend was scheduled to be at the club. The man accused of mailing explosive devices to critics of President Trump has been indicted on charges that could result in life in prison. 30-count indictment has been issued against Cesar Sayoc. Among those targeted with the pipe bombs were former U.S. President Barack Obama and former Vice President Joe Biden. None of those bombs detonated. This is VOA News. President Trump is putting space between himself and the new acting attorney general, who has drawn scrutiny for his business ties and criticism of the investigation into possible Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election and whether anyone with the Trump campaign colluded with Moscow. AP's Sagar Magani reporting.
Asked this morning about the man he's appointed the nation's top law enforcement officer.
I don't know Matt Whitaker.
Which contradicts what he told Fox News last month. Quote, I know Matt Whitaker. The acting attorney general's facing pressure from Democrats to step back from overseeing the special counsel's probe since he's made critical comments about it. The president says he has not talked with Whitaker about the investigation and dismissed a question about whether he'd order Whitaker to limit the probe, calling it stupid. Sagar Magani, Washington.
From the moment Air Force One touched down at Orly Airport in Paris, President Trump blasted a caustic message for his host, terming French President Emmanuel Macron's call for European military very insulting. And in the touchdown tweet, Mr. Trump suggested Europe should first pay its fair share of NATO before contemplating a European-wide force. The new dispute between the two leaders, who have had hot and cold relationships, threatened to cast a pall over Sunday's ceremony marking the 100th anniversary of the armistice that ended the First World War, in which 40 million people died. Around 5,000 Central American migrants are camped at a refugee shelter set up in Mexico City, where they're getting rest and medical care after several weeks of rugged travel conditions. The migrants are from Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Nicaragua, and say they are fleeing violence and poverty in their home countries in hopes of making it to the U.S. Meantime, the American Civil Liberties Union has filed a legal challenge to President Trump's order aimed at migrants who cross the border illegally into the U.S. AP's Ben Thomas reporting.
The ACLU argues the new rules denying asylum to migrants who cross the border illegally are simply against the law. And attorney Lee Gelernt says they'll put families in danger. The lawsuit filed in federal court in San Francisco seeks to declare the regulations invalid and asks the judge to stop any new rules from going into effect while the suit is pending. President Trump's order invoked the same national security powers he used to push through his travel ban and was spurred in part by the caravans of Central American migrants slowly moving through Mexico toward the U.S. border on foot. Officials say the rule will apply to anyone caught crossing the border illegally. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.